Here is a story about taking the textbook and the classroom out of arts and science education. Oh, and combining the two, and also adding math, and sometimes bicycles. Here's Kate Sweeney. She'll explain.
This is going this way, and that's going that way.
Victoria Ruffin and Anaya Witchett, eighth graders at Kipways Academy, are working on an invention. It involves a blender, a bicycle, and one of those bike racks that go over the rear wheel. Witchett says it took some time to convince her their invention could work at all.
I was thinking, how are we going to make a blender work from a bike? It seemed impossible at first, but actually now that I'm seeing how everything works, I was like, oh, okay, this can actually work.
And what I'll do is I'll just kind of lift this up and I'll turn this wheel for you.
Listening.
For Jason Martin, helping kids to design a blender that's powered by pedaling a bicycle is just a regular day at school. He's founder of Steam Truck, which is an actual blue and green van filled with things like bandsaws and 3D printers, parked out in front of this Vine City neighborhood charter school.
STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math, and Steam Truck is a mobile innovation lab.
The bike blender is part of a science lesson on kinetic and renewable energy. At another table, students solder together wires to build a solar-powered Bluetooth speaker. All this is taking place outside. It doesn't look like a traditional science classroom, and that's intentional.
For some kids, they will thrive in the four walls of a classroom. They will thrive with a textbook. I think most kids don't. I think most kids need to get their hands dirty to make things. I think there's enough real problems in the world. We don't need a textbook.
Jason Martin has worked in education reform for more than two decades, and he's all about shaking things up. Take the acronym STEAM in Steam Truck. Maybe you've heard of STEM education, today's popular emphasis on hands-on work with the hard sciences. STEAM adds art to the mix because of the creative solutions that can result when scientists and artists work together. In its 20-day programs like this one here at Kipways, Steam Truck works with teachers on their curricula, bringing complementary tech and engineering projects to schools. But they also bring artistic projects and sometimes activities informed by all these fields.
We have artists that have done things like installation art. We've had artists that work entirely in sound. Stanford University, in their design thinking approach, has a phrase, radical collaboration. And I believe that's what we're trying to do here.
Steam Truck does a lot of combination art and engineering projects, like the reanimated, sewn-together, talking stuffed animals students did last year. And today, one set of students is working with circuits to create music. The idea behind it all is to bring this hands-on learning to schools that lack full-fledged STEM education programs.
Take a student that's going to a private school here in Atlanta, and they literally are building their own computers. And then take another student, maybe from around this neighborhood that we're standing in right now, that may use a computer to do a PowerPoint presentation.
Meanwhile, the students soldering wire over at the solar-powered Bluetooth speaker station have already exceeded that mark.
So I need to go all the way to down here.
Eighth grader Devin Miller says this kind of thing is fun for him. He wants to be an engineer.
Because I want to be the person that develops your car, make your car have new things installed.
He says it was largely through the hands-on work of Steam Truck that he realized the connection between the classroom math and science he excelled at and the real world, like this Bluetooth speaker.
You know exactly how it's made instead of just knowing, oh, they put a battery and some plastic together.
And this is exactly the kind of connection Devin Miller's science teacher, Kelvin Smith, says he hopes to see in his students.
The kids are so excited, they don't even realize, wait a minute, I just learned about potential energy here. Wait a minute, I just learned about electromagnetic waves here. But no, I'm taking apart a speaker. So it's really making me reflect hard about the way in which I teach content.
Since his school started working with Steam Truck, he's begun bringing more real-world activities into his classroom. This school visit is a one-time approach, funded largely, says Jason Martin, through a grant from the Governor's Office of Student Achievement. He says this 20-day project with Steam Truck's high-tech tools and paid staff costs about $20,000. Looking forward, Martin says he hopes to partner with schools on a more permanent basis so that more students can have hands-on experiences bridging that science and art divide, like Anaya Witchett's. She's the one working on that bicycle-powered blender. Her best school subject?
My favorite is reading. I like to write a lot, but I really didn't like science. I didn't at all. And then CFTOP came along and helped me build all these different items that I didn't even know we can make. So I'm really into science now.
Kate Sweeney, WABE,